blind carbon copy, BCC. It can be used when sending mails to a large number of recipients. So what happens is that when I use this BCC option, you cannot see their email addresses. So supposing I send you an email and I put your email address in the BCC option, then others will not know that I've sent it to you. Because as the word suggests, blind, others will not be able to see that it is sent to you. Your writing tone and style should always be professional, and words such as please and thank you are appreciated. There are chances that the writing tone can be easy to misunderstand because the voice is not perceived. So, keeping things private, which means that email is not really a suitable method for discussing confidential confidential information. So, when I say this, definitely to discuss confidential information, email may not really serve the purpose. That is something that you need to understand. And provide out-of-office replies. That means if you're not in office, so you have this kind of message that comes through, I will be away from office until the 18th of July, since I am traveling and I have no access to email. The moment this is sent to you, you will become aware that the person is not available. Now, something like this is definitely considered professional and it may serve the purpose at that juncture. Again, if you have something very urgent to talk or discuss, then it depends on you. Who else can you get in touch with and how will you go ahead with the work that you have? But in the meanwhile, this kind of a message should suffice. It's written very clearly, I will be away from office, and the date is mentioned. So for something like this, it is very easy to understand that the person is not available. If your request is urgent, so this is the next point, please contact name of the concerned person. So contact Mr. Nick Jonas, okay, and his designation, okay, and you definitely have to have the person's contact number and email address. So then you can communicate further. That's proper. Now, you know what, when this kind of instruction is given, if your request is urgent, please contact Mrs. So-and-so, the name, the person, the designation, then definitely you need the contact number and email address. If these are the details that are available and are there, then it is definitely going to make you feel that, okay, I don't need to be so worked up because I have someone else whom I can communicate with. See, sometimes urgency is what is it, right? In terms of written communication, urgency is something that is the need of the hour. So at that juncture, at least you have somebody to communicate with. Thus, proper email communication can enhance productivity and strengthen relationships, leading to better output. Email communication breaks down geographical barriers because you can get in touch with anybody in any part of the world at any point of time. Yes, time zones differ. So what may happen if you send an email to somebody who's in the US, then right now it may not be possible for them to read it maybe at this hour. Right? So there could be the difference in time zone, which will make them read it as soon as they log in at a certain hour, which is meant to be feasible for them. Good email communication and good email etiquette enhances communication, increases professionalism, and avoids conflicts, because it'll be free of grammatical errors and the information put forward will be structured. So when I say it enhances communication, that means, you know what, you will realize that things are worded so well, sentences are worded so well, that there's no scope of arguments, conflicts. There's no scope of getting into that kind of discussion which will make both the parties feel that we disagree to what is mentioned, because it'll be absolutely simple and easy. Now, what is important? When we talk of emails, it is very essential that you reply within 24 hours. That means within those 24 hours. Generally, we say that you have to respond to emails on the same day. Okay, but if you've not responded today, then of course, as we said, it depends on the urgency too, right? Avoid sarcasm or humor, since any humor over email can get misinterpreted in translation. Sarcasm, humor, absolutely a no according to me. I personally feel that you cannot even put emojis for emails. So it has to be very direct and to the point. Every email must have a personalized and professional signature. The signature will mention who you are and your contact details. So, signature is a must, and at the same time, avoid any kind of humor or joke. No matter how well you know the person, you may be sending an email to someone whom you know since 10 years, but you need to avoid any kind of communication which is humorous via email. The signature can be set up so that it appears automatically at the end of the email. Avoid being derogatory or offensive. See to it you do not offend the other person. As I told you, and I'm telling you again, that you don't need to be aggressive. You can be assertive, whereby it'll show up in your tone that you're not really appreciating this. But that is enough to convey that, look, this is not appropriate. But you don't need to get absolutely rude. See, rudeness can show even via written communication. Right? Rudeness can show even via written communication. That's why they say that if you're very angry, they say do not WhatsApp at that juncture. Right? You may write something which you may regret later. If you're very angry and if you have to send an email, first keep aside your emotions, have a logical mindset and understand the situation and put forward that email. You've got to be careful as far as your emotions are concerned, especially when it is written communication. Because it serves as proof, you know, it can be there as proof. So then you will, even if you regret it, or even if you will regret it, what will be the outcome? You've written it. Then you're going to have a problem. So this is something that you have to look into. So keep a check on your emotions. Have a balanced mindset. Understand your emotions in terms of your self-esteem. Maybe someone has mentioned something to you which is impacting your self-esteem. Self-esteem, how worthy, W-O-R-T-H-Y. How worthy you feel yourself to be. So don't have a low self-esteem which will make you feel negative about yourself. Always have that confidence and enthusiasm while you communicate, whether it's face-to-face, telephone communication, or communication via email. Communication via telephone or communication via email. Do's and don'ts. Emojis, absolute no. No matter how happy you are and you want to send an email, but no emojis. Avoid sarcasm or humor, since any humor used over email may get misinterpreted. What is a joke for you may not be a joke for somebody else, right? So that is also something that needs to be looked into. You being sarcastic can make the opposite person feel that you are being rude. So avoid that too, right? Every email must have a signature. Okay, this we've discussed, correct? Make sure you spell the name of the recipient correctly. See now, everybody will appreciate if their name is pronounced correctly and spelled correctly. And that's something I think we need to look into. Right? Because a lot of people are sensitive towards something like this. So if this is looked into and it can be given attention, then it'll be better for you. Right? Here they're saying respond to any email immediately. But if an individual has to respond to 20 emails in one day, then definitely that can be up to you how you space your time, because besides that, you're doing a lot of other work too. So it really is up to you how you space yourself. What we personally feel is that you should respond to all the 20 emails on that same day. That'll be better. Do not talk negative or criticize via email, because it's considered to be as proof. And you know what? When you talk negative about somebody, it reflects on you. You know, there's a quote, there's a saying. What Susie speaks of Sally reflects on Susie. Are you getting what I'm saying? What Susie speaks of Sally reflects on Susie. What you speak about somebody, especially when it is about being negative and criticizing, then it reflects on you. So yes, you can pass one of comments, or you can say something which may kind of not sound very, you know, there's something known as constructive criticism, something known as destructive criticism. Constructive criticism is something that you can even share via written communication. When I talk of constructive criticism, what does it mean? You are criticizing in a manner, but it's not worded negatively. So if I say you never live up to deadlines, never is a negation. But if I say that deadlines have to be looked into, time is of great importance, what is it that stops us from living up to deadlines? Means I'm asking you, what is it that stops us? I'm saying us, when actually it's you. So you know how you word it, how you express it, that all is also of great importance. Lastly here, it is necessary to have the correct email address of the person and ensuring that the concerned person receives it. Definitely you need to have the correct email address, otherwise your email is going to land up somewhere else. And sometimes you get that reply that this email address is not valid. So you need to get your facts clear. You need to know whom are you communicating with, what are you going to communicate about. You need to know what needs to be mentioned, what should not be mentioned, and all the other aspects which we have discussed in this entire topic. Focus on what can or may be communicated indirectly to. So whether it's spoken communication or written communication, there are ways and means to say or give messages. Some things it is better if it is said indirectly, right? Just the way I told you that time is of great essence. We all need to live up to deadlines. What is it that is stopping us? So I'm not directly telling you, you never live up to deadlines. You really don't understand the concept of timing. What is wrong with you? I'm not saying that. I'm saying it in an indirect manner. So the same for written communication. Deadlines are of great importance. Time once gone will not come back. Please focus on completing this on time. So I've put it forward in that manner. So what is important, as the last point says, it is necessary to develop and master the skills for effective email communication. Since emails have absence of facial expressions and gestures, it has to be worded in appropriately. Right, just the way when you talk to somebody via telephone, you cannot see their facial expressions or gestures. So how do you gauge them? Through their tone, through the way they greet you, through their enthusiasm. So the same when it comes to written communication, how do we really understand the person? All through the words that are put forward in terms of written communication, right? So the conclusion, thus email etiquette promotes better communication, professionalism, and avoids misunderstanding and conflicts. If I follow the certain guidelines, if I follow these guidelines, if I follow all these aspects which are discussed, then there are very high chances of me wording an email perfectly. When emails are conveyed with etiquette, they convey respect and efficiency, and it leads to better relationships. Definitely, it leads to a better rapport. It leads to, you know, integration and collaboration, because we're constantly communicating via email, but we both know where we have our boundaries. We both know how to respect one another. We both know how to get our work done by sending emails. And we both know how to respond and react if at all. Right? It is always better to respond and not react. Correct? That's what it is. Email etiquette is highly appreciated since it makes the reader feel the you attitude is followed. I'm looking into all what your requirements are when I write an email. That means to understand you, your thought processes, your ability to relate to the information, your willingness to understand how I worded this information. And as mentioned, you never get a second chance to make a first good impression. Thank you.